For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
Right, Tim, I'm in a bit of a predicament at the moment, and I'm not really sure on the social etiquette of it all.
Okay.
So for the last few years, I've been moving around the country, and I've been meeting lots of new people, leaving some behind.
Mate,
you know, that
preach into the choir.
Yeah.
It's fine to forget people and to be forgotten.
Good.
But yeah, it's tough because, like, when you're living somewhere, and especially if you work in an industry where you're moving around a lot, you make very strong connections quickly. Mm-hmm. And then if you have to move, like a FIFO work or whatever, it's just like, okay, bye.
Well, look, before Darwin, when I was living up in Darwin the last few years, before then I was living in Adelaide and I was on a radio show down there and I was on that show for like 3 years, right? And I'm really good friends with the two co-hosts there. They're absolute legends, good blokes. I mean, not as good as us, obviously. You and I, fantastic. Things are going fantastic
there
here,
we
Tim.
Go. If we had to rank it 1, 2, 3, 4, they're 3 and 4.
But while I was on that show, one of the blokes, he basically added me to his family group chat.
Oh.
On Snapchat.
Right. Oh, no. There are family Snap group chats? I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, and like that's all well and good. Oh. The whole team, there's four of us in this team and we were all in this family chat with his family, right?
So like his parents, like siblings.
Yeah, his parents and siblings. Actually, two of his cousins are in there as well.
And then just like, yeah, his three guys I work with.
Yeah, pretty much, right? So we're all in this chat and it was all well and good and pretty active while I was there.
Oh, yeah.
But of course, when I was leaving, he had said to me, and by the way, like in my farewell card, he said, and by the way, you'll always be part of the family group chat.
That's nice.
I was
like,
thank you so much. That's beautiful. But now we're years on, Tim.
Yeah. We're thriving. We've moved on with our lives. I'm a different woman.
I've moved state twice.
Okay.
And I'm not engaging in this chat anymore, right? I've put it on mute. It is muted. I'm not getting notifications. Every now and then I'll check it. So
just get admin. Get it off. I don't want to see it.
I'm not going to lie. It's causing too much brain power for me. 100%. Like, it's stupid of me to be thinking about. They've seen that I haven't opened it in 3 months. I better open them.
Yeah.
They don't care. But I cannot bring myself to leave this chat.
Oh, this is an awesome opportunity for me to hopefully hype you into doing this. I have definitely a lot of chats that I'm in that I have just fully muted. Mm-hmm. And it's fun. And I'm going to completely come up with one right now. My mother-in-law is hosting Christmas this year at their house. So my wife and I, we're traveling over and we're all trying to figure out what to cook. So I'll be cooking something. I know that. Do I need to know today? No.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in with like cousins that I've met a couple of times. I've been with my wife for almost 10 years now. But yep. That conversation gets muted the day it starts every year.
Yeah.
And I go, yeah, I'll know. I'll get there on the line. I don't need to talk about, how many plum puddings are we going to have?
But part of that is you're in the family there. So it's like when you cut ties or if you aren't replying to that, you're still in that. Whereas I'm making a very strong statement. If they say Davo has left the chat, because obviously they will be notified.
You get a notification.
It's drawing a line in the sand that says, hey, I don't care about you anymore. I've moved on.
I don't think it's an I don't care about you. I think it's a... We all know what's happening here.
Yeah.
And like, if anything, here's the two things that can happen. So you leave, nothing happens.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, yep, that makes sense.
Yep.
Or you leave and they go, Dave, and it becomes another progression of this family that you're not in.
Mm.
And I think it's a totally safe space. I've left many a group, people that I currently work with or that are just, bye, see ya. It's fine because at the end of the day, no one cares.
Oh.
No one cares. I think it'll be a bit of a laugh. It'll be a bit of a ha ha.
I genuinely don't think I can do it.
Give me your phone.
I don't know.
Give
no,
me your phone.
I
Say,
won't.
My co-host Tim did it. He took my phone and got me out of your family Snapchat.
Look, if anyone's got any opinions, you could text us in.
Oh, man. Any advice. We love it. 0456-955-955. Any way you want to get in touch. But I would ghost that. So quickly, my friend. Just get out of there. Out of there.
Tim and Davo.
God, you and I got into an absolute barney with someone yesterday.
Yeah. This is... I actually think this is a little bit ridiculous.
Mm.
So much so that you and I were so aggressively on the same team. We think this person is so wrong.
So wrong.
Still, we're going to bring it to the radio show and see how this lands.
I need to relax because I'm actually getting fired up already.
Yeah, I know. I'm the same. So we were chatting yesterday about the Blues Train. Now, if you've never been on the Blues Train... If you live in Geelong, Surf Coast and Bellarine, it is the best fun. We have some double passes this week. And you can experience live music and dance the night away on the Blues Train. Book your tickets at thebluestrain.com.au. And the thing is, if you book now and use the code BLUESFRIDAY, you'll score 10% off any show in December.
It's pretty cool. There's 45 live blues bands on there. It'd be an awesome experience.
It'd be rocking. And
so, of course, we were talking about trains.
Yes, we love trains. And we were like, hey, if you want to get this double pass to the Blues Train, give us a call. Give us your best. Choo-choo! Because that's what a train does.
Yeah, trains go chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga, choo-choo!
100%. Mm-hmm. That is what a train sounds like. Yeah. Like when you ask someone to make the sound of a train, say, what does a train sound like? They go chugga-chugga. Chugga-chugga, choo-choo. Mm-hmm. Got a voicemail from somebody.
Oh.
Gonna play it. Let's have a listen.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure the choo-choo in a choo-choo train is a steam train going choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo, not choo-choo. Pretty sure that's just a whistle, guys.
Now, that person is Tom from The Brekkie Show.
That gremlin is Tom from The Breakfast Show.
I don't want to say
our boss.
I squared up to Tom today. I squared up and I said, mate, were you doing that to get a reaction out of us? Because it's absolutely chugga 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 choo choo. And he's like, no, it's choo 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 choo.
The man's kidding himself. He's lost the
plot. It's wild. It is absolutely wild. He thinks it's a choo choo into a choo choo, not a chugga 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 choo choo. Imagine if he went chugga-chugga. It's not right.
It doesn't work. It's not right. The man is completely wrong. I'm going on record saying this on air.
Yep.
Tom from The Breakfast Show is wrong.
Yep. Got a question today. Do trains go choo-choo or chugga-chugga?
Oh, we're going to need you to settle this argument for us.
Do the whole situation. We want the or the chugga 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 chugga. Chatting, do trains go chugga chugga or choo choo this afternoon? Christy in Geelong, what's it for you?
Well, I'm not sure whether the purple trains go choo choo or chugga chugga, but they go pa pa.
Oh, we've got so we've got another one entering the chat. Pa pa. Okay, what do they do when they're before the pa pa?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I haven't sort of taken much notice of.
Yeah, I would say it's chugga chugga.
Engine noises, but
I reckon we're landing on a chugga chugga.
It's like pop pop.
I love it, Chrissy.
Chrissy Kelly in Armstrong Creek joins us now on the phone with your kid Connor. Connor, do trains go chugga chugga or do they go choo 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 choo?
They do not go chugga chugga in the chugga 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 choo choo. Choo choo is the horn, chugga chugga is the rail.
Yeah. No, we're all on the same page then. Oh, good. Because you know what, Connor? I would have hated to say that you're wrong.
It's going to be hard. Connor, so yeah, trains, so they're not going choo 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 choo. They're going chugga 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 chugga, right?
Yes, but the noise that the horn actually makes is more like a.
Oh, okay, right. So we're getting the horns wrong, Tim, by the sounds of things.
Oh, papa.
I can't tell you the relief that Connor was on our team.
Well, Connor, that you're a star. This is great. Catricia in Geelong from North Queensland. You've got to tell us if you're thinking trains go chugga-chugga or choo-choo.
Hello. I think that they go choo-choo-choo, Catricia.
I mean, okay. Oh, that's hard all to contend right.
this
with.
This is going south.
Okay. I love her sass. I love what she brought to the table.
In there.
But I didn't get an answer.
No, that's all right. We don't need an answer because it's not on the board. Finally, Destiny and Leopold, you've got your 9-year-old Jebediah there. Jebediah, do trains go chugga, 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 chugga? Or do they go choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo?
I think they go chugga-chugga and not choo-choo. Like, I think the rails is just chugga-chugga and, like, the whistle is choo-choo.
Okay.
Yeah, Jebediah, if you had a message for someone like Tom on The Breakfast Show who thinks it's choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo, what would you say?
I'd say you're wrong, Tom.
All right.
Chugga-chugga, not choo-choo.
You are getting a double pass to the Blues train. Not biased. It just happens to fall that way. There we go. Trains do go chugga-chugga. They do not go choo-choo.
Sucked in, Tom.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast. Direct from krock.com.au, the latest news, the latest fashion. This is what's trending.
I love reality TV.
Schoolies is happening right around the country, but Gold Coast is a very, very popular one.
Yeah.
Surf Coast, people get up and about, Lawn in particular.
Imagine being up there right now as an adult. It would be your worst nightmare.
Yeah. I've heard of people that just leave town for a couple of weeks and, you know, don't even Airbnb their house out because they just go, I don't want that there. But
literally,
there is a trend going on at schoolies at the moment, and there's a whole bunch of journos that have like camped out on the Gold Coast because they're just like, this is excellent. This is news for the next few weeks.
No doubt.
Because they've got on the Gold Coast, like, there's just general themes. So yesterday or last night was like cowboy, cowgirl theme. Mm-hmm. So people were wearing cowboy hats. They got their boots on. They're having fun.
It's a wild theme to have.
They're interviewing all these kids, right? Perfect. And well, they're young adults, right? Mm. Most of them, they're 18. They're out and about. And there's a trend emerging where people are, if they haven't already, currently breaking up with their partners while they're on school. Which is just, like, I remember that time where before schoolies, or before especially that first trip overseas to whether it's to Europe or America, and it's like, nah, I can't have a partner when I'm going overseas.
Of course.
And that is just,
it's so
interesting to see that it's still happening.
It's definitely an 18-year-old mindset. I mean, I'm going to sound like a bad person here, but when I was 18, I had a boyfriend and I would break up with him on a Friday. Go to town Friday and Saturday and conveniently decide that I want to be with him on a Sunday.
How old were you when you were doing
18.
Davo! And that was a real thing.
Yeah.
And like, so genuinely, like, we don't have to go into too much detail. So you'd have a Sunday to Friday boyfriend.
No. I'd have, well, yeah, I guess.
And then Friday, like 6 p.m. off the clock.
Couldn't do it every weekend. A bit sus.
And then like, you would you kiss another person?
Yes. Oh, like, I mean, I was 18. It was so long ago.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you were a taxpayer. That's crazy.
Yes.
That's wild. But, yeah.
Look, Mark was a nice boy, and I am. And from my heart, I say sorry now. Mark, if you're listening.
He is. He stops listening on a Friday night, but then he comes back on a Monday. But, yeah, people are breaking up with him. It seems very permanent. They're doing it on camera. They're sending it to their partners going, it's over. I'm on the schoolies. I'm on the Gold Coast.
No. You can get them back. Yeah,
Monday comes around faster than you realize. That's cooked.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
Yeah, look, had myself a ripper Friday night until a fart ruined it.
A fart ruined your Friday night.
Yeah, it certainly did, and I'll tell you all about it.
Now, the farts are ruining Big Brother at the moment, so it's sad that it's literally seeping into your personal life, Dave. You can't escape farts at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, you know, we don't want to make this a fart show, but I just wanted to, this is
Let's
something
chat.
That was real
Safe
and
space,
needed
mate.
To be spoken about. But yeah, went out on Friday night, got a call from a mate that said, hey, you want to come out for a couple of beers? And I said, absolutely. Always keen. So off a trot, down to the pub for a couple of beers.
Yeah. Now, I'm impressed because sometimes on a Friday, Friday is a very interesting split because you go, I'm cooked. It's been a big week, but I'd love to catch up with some mates.
Yeah.
And that invitation comes and you go, oh, I want to, but I don't.
I think
power to you.
I think when it's a last minute one and you are in the mood to do that,
yeah.
You're like, great,
hit it
we're
at the
on.
Right time. But if it was like, hey, on Wednesday, Davo, Friday night, we're going out. You go, no.
You're dreading it for the few days.
No, thank you.
Yeah, so this was a spur of the moment one, so fantastic. And I got there and my mate had another mate there that, you know, I'd never met before.
Cool.
So I said, g'day, all good. The night continued on. And look, this bloke that he was with had a few bevuados.
Bevuados. That's very nice.
A couple of bevies and, you know, it was a bit of a pest, a bit annoying.
Isn't it tough when you catch up with a mate and they brought their friend and you just don't you're not vibing with him at all.
Yeah. Well, he was fine. No, I don't want to be mean. Like, he was fine, but he was one. You know, when you get into a party and someone is on the next level to you, it is annoying to be around.
And you're not chasing that level, I imagine. You're just there for a couple of drinks before you trot off home.
Of course. I'd never chase that.
The dragon put away. Put the dragon away.
But look, so my mate had gone to the bar, so I was stuck with this new fella. And while my mate was gone, this new fella has dropped his guts so badly.
Yeah.
It was putrid. I was devastated to be around it.
I imagine a silent, deadly situation.
Absolutely.
He's like, I could get away with this.
Well, he couldn't. And it was the final straw for me. The fart ruined the night. I decided to go home.
So it just, did he or you acknowledge that he's farted?
No, but my mate did. So my mate came back from the bar and was like, oh, it smells like fart here.
And then you've left.
I know. Davo. And now I'm worried.
What are you doing?
Yes, there's part of me.
It's totally is, you.
I know. In my heart and soul, I was like, I've had a gutful. I'm out of here.
Well, he's had a gutful too.
Thank you.
Bit of garlic.
So in my head, there was no possibility that something like that could have come from me. So I was like, I'm out of here.
Honestly, that is 100% a reason to vacate a night. Just be like, nah, I'm done. That's my last straw. That is foul. We're in a public space. And I'm sitting so close to you. Like, surely there was a bit of eye contact where he's like, whoa,
yeah, I think there was there was a bit of a smirk. I think he was willing to admit to it, but then my mate came back and admitted it for all of us. And then, like I said, there is part of me that is concerned that the blame was put on me after I left.
Yeah.
But I know who that was, and the fart ruined the night.
It 100% ruined the night. I think farts can ruin a lot of things. I think, unfortunately, especially when you don't have as much control over the at the back end there, it can really happen at unfortunate times.
I know you've ruined a couple of situations with your wife.
Yeah, we'll get to that. It's tough. It's tough. It's a sensitive topic in the house. Because I don't fart anywhere else than my house.
Oh,
so it's like, she's like, why? You bring them home. You save them up. Why am I there? I'm meant to be the person you love the most. And I get that. But I'm not a public farter.
Mm.
I wouldn't do it at, you know, Eureka on a Friday night.
Only around the ones you love
most. Yeah, 100%. It's a special bond. 5223295. What did the fart ruin? Mm. Did you fart in a time, at a place you weren't meant to be farting, and it ruined the moment for you, for someone else?
Bro, I was at the Foo Fighters concert. Someone dropped their guts in front of me and it ruined Everlong.
Fart Fighters. Yeah. It's not, that is not fun whatsoever. That you go, all right, well, now when I hear that song, I smell the fart. It's a weird brain association. Farts and timing, it's not good. Like, sometimes you'll have, like, you know, those deep conversations with your partner in bed, and they'll be like talking you up like 4 hours later than you'd normally be. And that whole time you're like, yeah. I'm a human being. I've got to let it out. And sometimes you go, again, like this bloke, I reckon I can get this out quietly.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be like, and I think we need to work on our communication.
Nice.
And it's like,
so annoying.
Yeah. And the look that my wife gave me is, it's burnt into my brain. And she's got a big thing. I just mentioned it before. I only toot at home because I don't, like, I'm not a public tooter. She goes, why do you save them up for me? I'm like, no. It's just like, I don't want to. Like, it's just this where I do it. And she's like, why do you have to do it so close to me?
Every single day I get to know you, it's coming more and more apparent how lucky your wife is.
Wow. Well, I can do it here if you want it.
No.
There's a lucky woman somewhere. She just needs to get them. You know, we wanted to hit the phones with it because farts can ruin things depending on where they are, what's going on. Sophie from Grovedale's given us a call. Sophie, what did a fart ruin for you?
Okay, so it basically ruined my whole Disneyland experience. I waited for that Pirates of the Caribbean ride, like, with my little niece. We'd waited basically 2 hours. We're right at the front. We get on the ride, and the person in front of me, it's one of those ones that, you know, it goes around in the water, so it's like...
Yes, like a
whole
new
you're looking around.
A whole new world?
Yeah.
It's a small world.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, yes. So, you know, it's a whole experience. It's not just a quick roller coaster, and you're flying through, and the person in front of me just... Yeah, drop their guts and they're just sitting in it for 15 minutes, basically, just so upset. And I've never been closer to calling someone out for it.
I've never been a finger pointer, but that's when you bring it out.
After it's waiting.
Like, what's wrong with you? Yeah, you're ruining it for everyone.
That is horrific.
And we were just following the smell, and it's like they didn't stop. It wasn't just one. It was actually just it was actually a horrible time in my life.
Ruined Disneyland. That is a strong... situation.
That's a long linger. Mm. 15 minutes is a long time to be trapped with someone's guts.
That's what Royal Otis' song is about. Yeah. Well,
Sophie, I genuinely feel so strongly for you. I'm so sorry because now that memory has got a scent that tacks along with it. So I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's not the happiest place on earth.
Okay.
It's Tim and Davo.
Look, right now I want to talk about a song that's gone viral. It's all over TikTok and it's been called the song that was banned in 1940.
Wow, that's a long time ago, Davo.
It is a very long time ago, but you think, you know, these days sometimes you'll hear a song, you clutch at your pearls and go, wow, that's a bit crazy.
A lot in the 70s and 80s in particular, some of the terms thrown around that were, I guess, considered less inappropriate at the time, but now you just go, oof, ooh.
But you think back in 1940, I mean, how bad could it really have been for, you know, saucy lyrics?
I mean, well, it's probably more, if anything, like directly offensive to specific groups of people.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, look, no. I'm thinking more like Cardi B, WAP sort of vibes. You know what I'm
saying?
Oh, yeah,
man, WAP, you know, we're WAPing here and there. Yeah. I don't WAP as much as I used to, but, you know.
Married man. Look. Look, the
I
song.
I mean singing it. I just got a filthy look at someone. That is not what I meant.
Sorry, I didn't want to start it on this tone. Because the things are about to get a bit dicey here. Because I'm actually bringing the song that was banned in 1940 to the air right now. It's by a lady called Wilma Fingerdoo. And here it is.
If I had three wishes, you would see that I'd wish for something not just for me. I wouldn't wish for fame or fortune at all. No, I'd wish my man wasn't so damn small. I've got the small dick blues.
Yeah, it's a common thing. That who would have thought in 1940 we'd here in 2025?
Well, look. That was actually AI, okay?
That was AI.
It was AI.
Fair enough.
They tricked the internet with a song that was banned from 1940. But I did a little bit of research, Tim.
Okay.
And I found an actual song that was banned. This is real.
Okay, so yeah, I want to believe you, Tomo. If you disappeared for half an hour today, you've been clicking your fingers in a real jazzy time.
No, this is real. It's called Shave 'Em Dry by Lucille Bogan. And I can tell you there's not much of this song that I can actually play, but take a listen to the start of this.
I got nipples on my titties, big as the end of my thumb. I got something to make a daddy. Baby, won't you shave them dry?
No.
No. Want you to baby? Till I cry.
Now, look.
David.
I'm not going to read, obviously, any of those lyrics, but I just want to give it to you to have a little browse through. This is what they were talking about back in 1940, my friend.
All right. Okay. Well, all night, you say.
Never heard of.
And some more. Okay. Right. Well, happy for you. Well, you know, they were getting it.
You know what? The next time you hear something like Cardi B, WAP, it's literally fine.
Yeah, this is clean. From the top, make it drop. I haven't WAPed in so long. This is so good to get it out again. There we go.
I'd rather you're not in the workplace.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.